Hey sis, and welcome to a brand new episode of Her Renewed Mind. I'm your host, Dr. Candace, and this is a space where you're going to hear encouragement, receive encouragement for a beautiful mind. And I'm continuing the Take the Next Step series, and I'm answering the question, is there a next step? I pray that what I share is downloaded into your heart and that you dream again and that you know that you can take the step, the next step for your vision, for your goals, for your dreams to come to pass. I hope you enjoy. Be blessed. Welcome to Her Renewed Mind, where you will be encouraged to develop a deeper relationship with God and feel more mentally focused and connected so that you can enjoy a peaceful life and be a blessing to others. I'm Dr. Candace, your host, a daughter of God, mom of an amazing teenager, and a personal and spiritual development coach. If you're ready to be free from overthinking and negative thoughts and gain mental focus and clarity, connection with God and others, understanding of your purpose, confidence in your calling so that you can be a blessing to others, then this podcast is for you. Grab your water, lace up your shoes, pop in your AirPods. It's time to go on a beautiful journey. Are you ready to move forward and make your dream a reality? If that is you, I invite you to our third installment of the Take the Next Step training occurring Tuesday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom. I believe that after taking this training, you will be encouraged and full of empowerment to do that thing that maybe you've been afraid to do. And maybe you've been going back and forth about, but you'll be empowered and motivated and you'll know your next step. I believe that you're going to receive and you will receive practical strategies on how to overcome the what ifs and move forward, as well as connection with like-minded people who are not settling, who know that there is more and they're deciding and desiring to do something new. You're going to receive expert guidance from myself and Alicia Leach. We both live this. We are both visionary and we are take the next steppers. We really are. As well, you're going to receive a copy, a digital copy of the Take the Next Step e-workbook. I'm such a proponent of writing things down. The word scripture, you know, encourages us to write the vision, make it plain so that men who read it will run. So when we get all of those ideas on paper, we can then look and be guided in what our next step should be, and you'll be able to run with it. So join myself and Alicia Leach and amazing other people who are ready to go to the next level in this workshop. I have all the details in the show notes. You'll want to register soon. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. If you have any questions, feel free to send me a message on email, and all that information again is in the show notes. Take the Next Step training happening Tuesday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I forgot to mention, we'll have time for a question and answer so that you can share where you are in the process and receive prophetic strategy to help you move forward. So I'm so excited and I can't wait to see you in the training. Hey, and welcome back to episode, I believe it's 58 of Her Renewed Mind. I am your host, Dr. Candace Johnson is my last name, but I like to call myself, and I enjoy when people say Dr. Candace. And this is a space where you're going to hear encouragement for a beautiful mind. I'm so glad you're here. So I have been doing a series. I think there's now like 4 or 5 episodes, and kind of the theme is taking the next step. I presented a workshop actually twice, and then a bonus edition of it in March on Zoom. It was amazing, about taking the next step. And that next step could be, or was really centered around, dreams and goals that individuals had. Because I know that sometimes we can get stuck. We have an idea in our mind, or maybe we've taken some steps towards that idea, but we've allowed fear to keep us stuck. I believe that's the main thing. Or maybe we don't have an idea or a dream, but we know there's something more. And it's like, how do I get that out? How do I dream again? How do I set goals. And so we talked about that within those workshops. And I just thought it was important. Well, I can share some wisdom through the podcast and just share what I believe God has put in my heart to share to help stir you up, to help you think anew. And then those thoughts lead to change behavior. Those thoughts lead to the action that you really desire to take to get to that next level, to help be a blessing to not only yourself, but to your family, to the people that are connected to you. So if this is your first episode, definitely finish listening to this episode and then go back and listen to what I'm putting down or what I'm putting up in the episodes surrounding around taking the next step towards your dreams and goals. And you also heard my PSA before this episode came on that we are back, and I'm saying we because I'm not by myself, but my little sister slash mentee cousin, Alicia Leach, who is so dope. And she actually just sent me a text message with a YouTube training to check out. I love that she, when she gets information and new revelation, she is quick to send it to me. And I love that. And I do her the same way as well. Anyway, she'll be joining me in our next Take the Next Step. I'm calling it a personal and spiritual development workshop that's taking place Tuesday evening, April 23rd. Yes, that is, if you're listening to this, it's tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Monday, April 22nd, our workshop is tomorrow, and registration does close this evening at 11:59 p.m. So jump on in. You get access to a digital workbook that's going to help you take those thoughts and write them down and plan out your next action step or steps. You'll also get a copy of the Take the Next Step resource list, which is so powerful. And I'm going to drop some resources in this episode that I think will be helpful to you in this journey of taking your next step. But Alicia and I have curated a really cool list of resources, podcast episodes, books to read, YouTube videos to check out for you to continue to stay encouraged, for your mind to be renewed, for you to gain some wisdom, some insight on practical things you can do to go to the next level. So join us in this workshop. It's going to be amazing. As well, I'm doing a giveaway, but actually by the time you guys hear this, the giveaway actually would have passed. So maybe you're listening and you're the winner of the giveaway. Congratulations to you, because I have given away, by the time you all hear this, one free entry into the Take the Next Step training. So stay engaged. If you're not subscribed to my e-newsletter, Vision Speak Consulting, go on visionspeakconsulting.com, sign up for the e-newsletter, and you'll get that information and be like the first to know about any giveaways, any trainings, any discounts, special discounts that I may give. So let's get into this episode. I've done a lot of commercial. So this episode is titled, Is There a Next Step? And I'm titling this because that's something that actually Alicia, we were talking about marketing for the training. And she was like, you know, is there a next step? And so that just made me just start thinking, like, how can I give that answer to people who may see, or you, even you listening, my dear sis listening, thinking, okay, Candace is talking about taking the next step, but is there really a next step that I need to take? And I'm here to tell you that it is a resounding yes. And immediately when Alicia dropped that in, you know, gave me that idea to talk about, I was like, you know, I believe there's a next step. And that's really because of what I believe about God, who he is and who he says that I am, and how he moves in my life. And just how he's wired me, and not just me, but you too. We are created for movement. We are living beings. And so everything about us is growing, whether you recognize or are aware or not. But I'm here to tell you, you are not the same person you were when you were born. Let's just talk about in the practical, right? Like, you have experienced growth in the natural. Literally, you are not the same size you were, come on now, when you were born, right? your brain has advanced. Your brain has developed. I'm telling you the truth. Grab a hold of it, right? You have learned things in school, in life, from your family, from your acquaintances, the people you've been connected to, listening to this podcast, listening to other teachings, right? Books maybe you've read. So you have expanded in your thoughts. And guess what? God created it to be that way. He created us as living beings. It's just amazing to me. I was driving today and I'm like, and it was just so interesting. I was like, wait, God, I'm like alive. I'm a real person. I start to like touch myself. And I just thought how amazing that God loved us so much that he wanted to create us and create us in his image. He didn't have to, but he wanted to. He had us on his mind in the very beginning. And what you're going through right now, what's on your mind right now, the circumstances, situations, they have not caught God by surprise. Maybe you've been caught by surprise, but he is not surprised at all. I heard recently, a teacher talking about that God has given everybody free will, and he is so amazing that he's already gone ahead into every situation and circumstance that we could even imagine, even if he had planned, like, I really want them to go this path. But maybe you decide to go path C and he really wants you to go to path A. He's already been to path A, B, C, D, all the way through Z and beyond based on what he thought, you know, that you might go, right? And that blows my mind. That blows my mind. God is amazing. He's so creative. And so he has created you to grow. He has created us for movement. Everything, our whole physical makeup points forward, except for the one thing that points back, and that's used to get rid of trash. I did not come up with that. I definitely cite my former pastor, Dr. F. Bruce Williams, with that nugget right there, right? Everything about our physical makeup points forward, right? Except for what points backwards, and that is used to get rid of trash. I don't even remember when he said that. It had to be before 2017. But that thing will never leave me. And I need to ask him if he remembers saying that, because that thing right there is good. So is there a next step for you? I believe that there is. And I just pray that your heart is open as I make my case. That your heart is open to receive what Holy Spirit is speaking through me about, that there is a next step for you. I just believe there's always more. I talked about movement. There's verses of scripture. There's a verse of scripture that says, you know, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So there's always another level in God, another level to go deeper with him, for him to take us higher. And I would say that your next step may not be what you think. And so I implore you to spend time with Jesus, spend time with Holy Spirit, and to ask him, right, to show you what your next step is in your life, in that business idea, within your family, within your workplace, right? Maybe it is time for that thing that you're doing to end, but the ending of something always points to the beginning of something, right? And now I'm thinking about the song, Fear Is Not My Future. And there's a line in the song that is sung and it says, death is not the end, right? And we can look to Jesus to see that. Other people thought death was the end, but it was life, new life was beginning. And so amazing, because his death on the cross and then his resurrection brought our own death and then our resurrection. His death brought life and life eternally. And for that, Jesus, I say thank you. Wouldn't be here, right? We are a new creation because of something coming to an end, but really that dream was just beginning. So maybe it's time for whatever it is you have going on to end, but that's to make way for the new that God has for you, right? There, you know, he operates in seasons, right? So winter has to end to make way for spring. Spring ends to make way for summer. Summer ends to make way for fall. And then we keep it going, right? So, so good. So you were created with plans, right? God chose you before the foundation of the world. He had you on his mind at the very beginning, right? And so he created you and he has plans for you, right? In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, you know, the plans that I have for you are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And I looked up that verse in the Hebrew. I use the Blue Letter Bible app. You've probably heard me mention that before. I definitely encourage you. It's so powerful because the translations that we have, you know, we have to be mindful because, you know, the translations we're translating. And so we want to try to get to what is the context of the scriptures. You know, what did, you know, Jeremiah really mean when he wrote that letter? And he actually was writing that letter to captives. He was prophesying in spite of their situation. These were elders of the church at the time, elders within, you know, within that time, held captive. And Jeremiah was prophesying life to them that, wait a minute, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you're experiencing right now, that messy middle, as I've heard it called, God, let me tell you, let me prophesy you that God has a plan for you. His plan is to prosper you and not to harm you, even though it feels like harm, even though it looks like harm, it smells like harm, but his plans for you are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. So let me send you this prophetic encouragement, right? Jeremiah said, let me write this prophetic encouragement to you to help you stay hopeful, to encourage you to not look at currently what's going on, but to keep your eyes and your focus on what's above and not on what's beneath, in Jesus' name. And so when he talks about in that verse ladder, I looked up the word ladder and it actually, is the Hebrew word. I'm going to see if you all can hear this. Strong's H. I have it turned in.
Aharith.
I can't roll my R's. Aharith. Hopefully you all heard that. And it means latter time. There's several definitions. After part, end, issue, event. I really like this next definition, latter time, which is prophetic for future time. So different translations say, you know, plans I have for you, plans to prosper, not to give you a hope in a future. Other translations, like the one, this is New King James Version says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope, which I think is the same translation I just read. But I love that because his plans are to prosper us and not to harm us, to give that hope and a future is for latter. So even in that encouragement that Jeremiah is writing, inspired by Holy Spirit, inspired by the Lord to give to those captives in his day and time, was to help point them towards future. That's the more. That's the next step. Not where they were currently, but God had more for them. And I believe we can use that scripture, right, and apply it to our own life in today, that where you are right now is not the end. There is more for you. And I said that just a little bit ago, ask God to show you the more. Ask him to open your eyes. And I pray right now that as you're listening to my voice, that you're hearing Holy Spirit, and the veil, you're reminded the veil has been torn. So you now have direct access to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. You are the King in that of Kings. You are the Lord in that of Lords, right? God is talking about you, and that you will see beyond what you currently see. You'll see in your mind's eyes. You will visualize, you will envision the more, the next step that he has for you. And I would encourage you to think about what is blocking your vision. but don't stay there long. Recognize that there's something that has been blocking your vision, and then do something about it by praying to Holy Spirit and asking Him to show you again, show you afresh. Check what you're believing. A lot of times we're stuck because of faulty beliefs. We're stuck because of a lack of knowledge, right? People are destroyed by a lack of knowledge. And I believe even further, we hear a lot, but what are we doing with what we hear, right? How is that logos turning into rhema word? You got to work the word. You got to work what Jesus is revealing to you. You got to work as you're reading scriptures and see, you know, what is this message that I'm reading saying to me about Jesus, saying to me about my life right now? And I'm telling you, when you take the time to ask those questions, man, Holy Spirit, He's activated. He's ready to answer. He's ready to show you in a way that you will understand. Maybe it is audibly. Maybe it is a knowing on the inside. Maybe it's through a conversation. Maybe it's even by listening to this podcast and He's confirming things that you have already heard, maybe from another sermon or as you've journaled out things and you're like, wait, oh my gosh, how is it that Dr. Kansas is speaking directly to what I had questions about? Listen, all I know is it's the Holy Ghost and He's real and He's able, right? So get in an environment where you're hearing faith, right? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And that word of God, the living expression, is Jesus. So get where you're hearing Jesus. Get where you're hearing Jesus being taught and magnified and lifted up in the name of Jesus, right? So that will help change your theology. And I heard Dub Alexander say this, change your theology, change your world. When you change, when you renew your mind, right, your mind is renewed in your belief in your theology, then you can't help but take the next step, right? You have an understanding of who God is, how you've been created, that goodness that's on the inside of you. And then you're like, okay, I got it. I can't stay stuck. I've got to take my next step, right? I cannot stay in the same place that I am because there's a call on the inside of me that I have to go forward. I have to release it because I am called to bring impact and transformation to the people around me, to the people that God has connected me to, that they're connected to my voice. It just stirs up on the inside of you. And I believe that that's happening for you now in Jesus' name. So some resources that I want to share that have helped me change, upgrade, renew my mind about my future, right? And what I'm to be doing, right? And how I am to bring heaven to earth. And so one that I want to mention, I probably mentioned it before, it's called Dream Culture. Look, can you all see that? Let me back it up like this. Dream Culture. And it is by Andy and Janine Mason. And it is, this is your coaching guide, right? Like literally Andy and Janine are coaches giving you all the goodness in this book. And something that I turn to is, it says dream friend or dream partner. What do I look for? So they're giving you practical wisdom on how your dream can come to pass and how you can cultivate a dream culture. There's questions in the very back of the book. I love this. One question is, what are things that are already in your hand that you could do something about now? I've literally said that and talked about that on the last two episodes because I talked about the woman who was widowed. I keep saying widow woman. The woman who was a widow and how Elijah came to her and was like, okay, give me something to eat. She's like, I ain't got nothing. Me and my son about to die. He's like, what do you have in this house? Get them pots, get that oil, go ask your neighbors for some. And the oil just kept flowing, right? So this is definitely a great resource to have. If you're like, is there a next step? Yes. And there's some amazing thoughts and questions that can help you figure out what that next step is for you. And I'll probably be talking about this within the Take the Next Step workshop that is on Tuesday, tomorrow, April 23rd. So definitely get in on, I'm probably going to do a giveaway as well. That just came to me. So get in on the workshop. Okay. And then two other resources that I want to mention. I'll have these in the show notes for you guys too, in case you're driving, walking, can't stop and write these things down. So Dream Culture has been a blessing to my soul. Graham Cook. I don't know if Graham Cook pastored ever, but he definitely has a pastor's heart. But he's an amazing, amazing prophetic teacher, revelator. I don't know where he's from, but he has an amazing accent. My spiritual mom, Miss Darlene, she's with Jesus now. But she introduced me to Graham Cook, and he has a podcast called Brilliant Perspectives. Woo-hoo! And he just has a way of sharing God's heart, of prophesying God's heart. And so the latest episode that I listened to, I think was released on April 11th. Yes, new episodes come out just about every Thursday. And he was talking about, the favor of God and waking up and expecting the favor of God, not because of you yourself, but because of Jesus, because Jesus is on the inside of you. Or if you're a pre-believer, listen, all you got to do is confess that Jesus is Lord and Savior and you're saved. And bam, there you go, right? Changing what you believe. Believe God, believe Jesus, believe Holy Spirit, and that you are favored and you should be expecting favor. And he shared some declarations. And I'll read one of them. Say this out loud. I have found favor because I am in Christ and he is in me. So when God looks at you, you can't help but be favored because of your identity in Christ, right? And him in you. So Graham Cook, he will help change your mind. He will help you see and believe that there is a next step for you. And it does start with a renewed mind, I'm telling you. So getting in that right environment, hearing faith is going to help jumpstart you in knowing what your next step is and going for it. And then the other resource, which I think about is it helped me. It blew my mind. It renewed my mind was Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur Podcast. Yes, KDE Podcast. I started listening to it, I think 2018, 2019. And the very first episode that I listened to, it wasn't even episode one. It might have been like episode 308. I have to go look. But Shay Bynes was interviewing Tasha Glover, who I've been able to connect with. And she was sharing her testimony. And I thought, she is me. I was hearing her speak things that I had never heard before. But I knew it was possible because the baby on the inside of me was leaping. I wasn't pregnant, like, you know, in the natural. But the ideas, the vision, the goals, the dreams, I was ripe for it. I was ripe for it. And if you've heard my testimony about what was going on in 2018, man, it was on time. God knew I needed to hear that podcast episode on the day that I heard it. And it changed everything in my life. I love those moments. I love those moments. So perhaps this is that moment for you as you're listening to Her Renewed Mind, watching Her Renewed Mind. Thank you to my YouTube subscribers. I love you guys so much. Hey, if you're listening to audio, and sometimes you want to do video, put me on the big screen. Go on over to YouTube at Vision Speak Consulting. Like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Episodes drop every Monday. So I just released that today is the day that you can say, yes, there is a next step for me. This is not the end. There is more for me. There's more that God wants to do in me. And it's in grace. It's not overwhelming. It's not stressful. You can rest and be at a great pace of grace with God, Him working through you to bring that dream, to bring that goal to pass. I'm telling you, we have need of you. I love you all so much. I pray that this episode has been a blessing to you. Let me know what you think by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. That would be such goodness to my soul. And I would love, and I've done this before, I've shared the reviews on various podcast episodes. And so I want to be able to shout you out. Or I believe if you're on Spotify, I believe you can use a voice message type thing. And so, or email me a voice memo. And I'd love to add that to a podcast episode so that other people can hear your testimony. Share with me, how has Her Renewed Mind been a blessing to you? I love you. And until next Monday, peace. Hey there, I hope you are blessed by this week's episode of Her Renewed Mind. If you were, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a written review in Apple Podcasts. This helps us get the show out to more women who desire a deeper connection with their Heavenly Father. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you right back here next Monday.